Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Obviously, the excitement of the Erie County Fair is back once again. How exciting is it for your standpoint to be back and ready to go for another year here?
Gosh, it feels really good to have a somewhat normal fair, or more normal fair than last year, kind of like 2019 all over again.
Yeah, no, and I was thinking here on the way, I'm just like, yeah, no, last year obviously was a bigger event, but compared to what it could have been in 2020, but given the standpoint that everything was affected by the pandemic and now everything is back to normal, it seems, just how different is it going to be?
You know, it's going to look a lot more like it did in 19, as far as number of food vendors, number of rides, the amount of programming and the variety of programming. So that part's been really, really good. But honestly, we found some things through COVID and through 2021 that we kept because we liked. For instance, there are some buildings that have a little wider aisles than maybe they did in 2019, but not quite as wide as it was in 2021. And the same thing with some outdoor setups. You know, there were some spaces that got tight. It's uncomfortable when it's tight and it's really busy, so we left them a little more wide open and just added a little more comfort level.
Can you tell us about what's new at the fair this year? What people will come this year and see that's different from last year or even 2019?
So one thing that we're really excited to bring back is the food drive on opening day. Bring 4 cans of food, get in for free. So that we're really excited about that. That obviously helps feed more of Western New York at a time they most need. There are a couple of new things that are pretty wild. The Blackhawk helicopter has landed last week Thursday, so it's in place and it's ready for guests to check out and get up and close to. I know I've never gotten up close to a Blackhawk helicopter before, so that was pretty cool for me. A lot of our entertainment acts too, I would say, are as varied as they've ever been, meaning we have everything from Nelly to the Fab Four to Trace Atkins, Lone Star Terry Clark in one show, to Riley Green to Gabriel Iglesias, and then obviously our demo derbies and Ultimate Night of Destruction. So it's pretty varied, and that's exciting to me. You know, we have Stars of the Peking Acrobats coming back out on our Avenue of Flag stage. You're going to be standing in line getting a piece of fried dough and see a piano playing whiz right past you. You know, just some really cool, different entertainment options. So I'm excited about that. Our circus has a couple acts that are coming to us from America's Got Talent. We have a new hypnotist, Benjamin Jackson. We're excited to have him with us. You know, there's a good energy around this year's fair that's been building for the last few weeks, and it's been a lot of fun.
What's some of the popular items that, whether they're returning or, I know you went through a ton of them that are new or returning from last year, but just what's some of the more popular items that you can promote for people that, you know, they saw it last year, they saw it in 2019, and it's just like, oh yeah, I have to go back to the fair for that item. Yeah.
Hillbee the Skinny German Juggle Boy is probably one of our most favored entertainment pieces. So he's gonna be here every day except the first Friday and the first Saturday, because his son's getting married during the fair. Gary the Silent Clown has a huge following in Western New York. He's been at our fair for many, many, many years. He retired last year after last year's fair and never told us. So we actually brought him back for one last final performance on Saturday, August 13th in the Family Entertainment Complex, so people can check out his final performance. And then he'll be at the Heritage and History Center, where he'll be signing autographs and things like that. You know, there are things like that that people just love. You know, Ramblin' Blues Family Band, they're here at the beginning of the fair. And like I said, Stars of the Peking Acrobats have been a fan favorite for a long time, but they haven't been here in quite a long time. You know, so there are things like that that you don't want to miss that have been here before, and there's things you're going to want to see that you haven't seen here before.
What about the livestock and everything like that? We're out here just outside the showplex and the other buildings that will have all the livestock. You know, is there an increase in the amount of animals and the amount of people that are bringing livestock here, or just, you know, what are some of the details with that?
Yeah. So actually, you're speaking my language now. So we have an event now called Youth Livestock Expo. And that event allows for kids around the country to come here and show as a youth exhibitor against other youth exhibitors. Highly coveted judges, world-renowned judges. high premiums. And the really cool piece of this is that if out of the four market species, one kid can win grand champion out of three out of the four, they win a $10,000 scholarship. If another child, or maybe even that same child, can win showmanship in three out of the four market species, they too will win a $10,000 scholarship. So it's our way to give back to the kids that, you know, work really, really, really hard and are able to prove themselves in the show ring. But it's not just about the show ring. They will be doing marketing competitions, interviews. They'll be doing poster competitions. They have to compete in a piece of the competitions outside of the show ring so that they can compete for the sweepstakes award. So it's been a pretty cool added piece to the livestock area that has brought in kids from as far away as Virginia. So we have our typical Western New York kids who are doing a great job and through FFA and 4-H, but we're bringing in this other element as well. And then we've combined our market sale auction into one day. It'll be Saturday, August 20th. The pre-event starts at 2 o'clock and the event itself, bidding goes off at 3. So if people are looking to put good quality meat in your freezer at a relatively inexpensive price and support a Western New York youth kid that is really dedicated, that's a good way to do it.
I know that you'll probably be really busy monitoring everything and checking out everything and making sure everything's going routinely. But when you do get some downtime at the fair, what's some of the more popular things that you like to do and explore while you're here?
You know, I like to get into the Creative Arts building and the competitions building, see what the neighbors, your neighbors, my neighbors, what their talents are, because I can't even draw a stick figure. So when I look at pieces of art that somebody's painted or drawn, I'm always in awe. You know, or that fantastic quilt like that you walk by and go, man, that'd look really good in my living room or, you know, whatever. But honestly, I like to just sit quietly and listen to the kids tell their parents, you know, I want to go do this again. I want to go do that again, or talk about what they heard or what they saw. I like watching people come through the gate because usually kids are so antsy to get to the first thing, mm-hmm. you know. I just kind of like to sit back at kind of inconspicuously and just listen. So I guess that would be my favorite thing to do.
Awesome. Anything else you care to add to the conversation that we might not have brought up?
Make sure you catch fireworks every night, 9:30 by Skylighters of New York.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.